to the Revolution Hotline. Talk to sportsmemo.com's Brent Crowe if you want more from him after you hear from him today. 1-800-575-3069. Brent, your response.
You know, that's a funny bite, no doubt about it. Bobby Hebert, obviously pretty outspoken. And, you know, I'm watching the game, and I got a small play on Alabama. Of course, I went to Alabama. I'm pulling for the Crimson Tide. But, you know, about, I don't know, midway through the second quarter, I was kind of thinking, why did they not try something? You know, down the field, you know, just it was swing pass and option, swing pass, option, blinker screen. That was it. I mean, you know, it was, to me, I guess the fact that their defense kept them in the game, you know, Les Miles and the offensive staff probably thought, you know, let's not get crazy and have a turnover and get down a couple of touchdowns here. We're still in the game. And, you know, the problem was they just never did do anything, and Alabama kept increasing their lead 3 points at a time. And then, you know, it got a little bit too late for LSU to try to do anything.
Yeah. So, yeah, I guess we all were a little surprised, but then, you know, there were people, I know there are plenty of talking heads too, other than Hebert, that are defending the decision to stick with, you know, Jordan Jefferson the rest of the way. So, what's that quarterback situation look? We were talking about that yesterday. What's this quarterback situation look like for them next year?
I guess, was it Metzenberger? Isn't he still there?
I don't know what his last name is. Is it Mecklen? We were talking about that. Is it Mecklenburg or Messenberg? I don't know what his name is.
Yeah, the transfer from Georgia.
Yeah.
Mettenberger or something.
Mettenberger, there you go.
You know, I would think he's probably the odds-on favorite to get the starting job. Who knows? With recruiting, though, they may have a freshman come in.
Well, they do have a premier freshman coming in, actually one of the top recruits in the country, but whether or not he'll be able to go in and win the job as a freshman, we don't know. And he's got a cool name, Gunner. Isn't that Gunner Keel? Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's got a great name for a quarterback. If your kid's name's Gunner and he's a quarterback, that's you got a good thing going there. It's like if
didn't work out too much for Steele Jansen, though.
True, Steele Jansen. Yeah, it didn't work out so well. But I mean, you know, Gunner as a quarterback, really? I mean, think about it. That was
see that or a pitcher.
Well, it's the exact opposite of the kid that went to Kansas a while back that Arkansas was recruiting as well, named Kale Pick. I'm thinking that's a bad name for a QB, bro. Bad, bad move. It's like if your kid's name is Pokey Reese. He could have never been a world class sprinter. Although he is pretty fast.
That's right.
I mean, unless you're just trying to be ironic. You know, you got a 420-pound guy named Tiny. I mean, it is what it is. All right, well, let's get to the NFL games this week, and I think we've talked enough stupidity for just a moment here. What is the most intriguing game to you this weekend? We were talking about this with the listeners. We got about four different answers for four different games. So what game are you most intrigued by? Not necessarily the one you want to play the most, not necessarily the one that you have the most personal interest in. Which one do you think is the best matchup and the best game this weekend?
I think it's New Orleans and San Francisco. I mean, that is the one where the point spread is the closest. I mean, every other game, the point spread is over a touchdown. This one is just basically New Orleans -3.5 on the road against San Francisco. And, you know, you've got two teams that do it different ways. Obviously, New Orleans, high scoring. Drew Brees has had just an unbelievable year. And New Orleans has covered 9 straight games. If you bet New Orleans every week the last 9 weeks, you cashed the ticket.
Wow.
I mean, it's been a remarkable run. Their last 4 games, they've scored at least 42 points. They've won every game by at least 17. You know, a couple playoff teams. Of course, they were at home, Detroit and Atlanta, in the last 4. But on the road, they destroyed Minnesota, Tennessee. They beat Atlanta by a field goal. Their last loss on the road, too.
No idea. To San Francisco?
St. Louis.
Oh, St. Louis.
St. Louis Rams.
Which is also inside, so that's weird.
Yeah.
Okay, let me ask you this. If there's anybody that would know this, it would be you. What is their record outdoors this year, and what's their offensive production look like versus their indoor offensive production?
Their last outdoor game was at Tennessee. They went 22-17, obviously. Didn't score a lot of points. They had, I mean, offensively, they moved the ball 24 first downs. They hit 437 yards. So that's, you know, pretty well typical of what they've done at home throughout the season. The only other road game they played, outdoors, they played 3 in a row back in October. They lose to Tampa Bay. I mean, you know, it's amazing that the New Orleans Saints lost to the St. Louis Rams and the Tampa Bay Bucks. They lose to Tampa Bay 26-20.
What, Indianapolis wasn't available?
Exactly. They also win at Carolina 30-27. They win at Jacksonville 23-10. And, of course, you remember the opening game of the season at Green Bay where they lost 42-34, had a chance to tie the game in on the last play, basically.
They got a couple of returns in Green Bay in that game too. And I remember watching that game. I was still doing Coach Conk show up in Conway, and we were watching it up at JJ's, and I was thinking, they're going to win this game, but holy crap, I'm going to be scared of New Orleans at the end of the year. And guess what? I am. So do they get through this week?
I think that they do. I think their playoff experience is going to help. You know, San Francisco defensively has just been, they've been terrific all year long, no doubt about that. But if you look at San Francisco's schedule, you know, they of course were in a terrible division, so they played the Rams twice, they played Seattle twice, they played Arizona twice. They did beat Pittsburgh at home. Pittsburgh, of course, not as dynamic offensively as the Saints are. They stopped the Giants 27-20 at home. They also won at Detroit back in October 25-19. So they have done some good things against good offenses. But I think the playoff experience really comes into play here. The bye week for San Francisco is an advantage, but I think New Orleans can overcome that. So I look for New Orleans to – I mean, it's just so hard to play against Drew Brees right now. It is amazing to watch him just carve up opposing defenses. And, San Francisco at some point is going to have to score some points. And Alex Smith, you know, he's only thrown 5 interceptions this year, 17 touchdown passes, had a 3,000-yard season. He's done some good things. But in the end, I think New Orleans comes out ahead.
Do they cover 10 straight weeks, though?
I think they do.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and assume that we're on the same page that the Denver Magic ends this weekend in New England.
I would think so. I mean, you know, it's amazing what has happened with Denver. I would have never, ever expected this. I mean, when Tebow first took over, you know, they had some fluky wins. You know, there was 3 or 4 games in a row where he was just absolutely atrocious for 3 quarters. Then all of a sudden, the fourth quarter, the light switch came on, he was dynamic. And then the New England game sort of started a downfall for Denver against the Patriots. They jumped out first quarter, moved the ball, scored some points, and then turnovers just absolutely killed them. And Tebow was at fault on several of those turnovers. I think they had 7 for the game. Mm-hmm. Wound up losing that game 41-23 at home. They lost the next week at Buffalo 40-14. Then they scored 3 points at home against Kansas City. I thought against Pittsburgh, I gave them a shot because Pittsburgh, just the way the Steelers played, is a better matchup for Denver. But I'm not sure that going on the road against New England is the right matchup for this Denver team. They're going to have a tremendous day defensively. They're going to have to force some turnovers. They cannot turn the ball over at all. I mean, the only way Denver wins this game is going to be like a 20-17 game.
Has there ever been a quarterback that has not won a Super Bowl that had 2 songs written about him in a season?
I saw the other day the most popular professional athlete in the United States. There was somebody took a vote. Tim Tebow. Is that not amazing?
That is pretty amazing.
But, you know, I think the magic ends here. I mean, Tom Brady at home in the playoffs, going to be an awfully difficult thing for Denver to come out ahead here. And they're getting 13.5, you know. I think if New England wins the game, they're going to win it pretty fairly easily. So, you know, I can't bet Denver plus 13.5.
I will be surprised if Green Bay covers the Vegas number of 7.5, but I would be even more surprised, I guess, if it wasn't a I guess I'm basically saying it's going to be a close game. I guess I won't be that surprised, rather, if the Giants end up going to Green Bay and winning this week. They just seem like they are on such a good roll right now. What are your thoughts on the late game on Sunday?
I think the problem with Green Bay is their defense. I mean, you know, Detroit scores 41 against them in their last regular season game. Of course, they played without a couple of starters, but we've seen them give up some points to good offenses. And, you know, with Eli and the Giants offense, they're either ice cold or they're on fire, it seems like. And sometimes even in the same game, just from half to half. But they definitely have the capability. They played Green Bay earlier this year. It was 38-35. Green Bay got a 3-point win in New York. So the Giants, you know, they've won their last 3. The defense has really stepped up. I don't think you're going to see a defensive effort by the Giants anywhere close to what you saw last week against Atlanta, though. This Green Bay offense is just too good. They're rested. I think you're going to see a lot of points scored. The over-under is just 52.5. I like it over probably more so than I like the size.
Okay, and then last game, I guess, in Baltimore hosting Houston, and you got one of the best backs in the league, and you've got one of the least proven quarterbacks in the league in conjunction for Houston in a road game.
Yeah, and again, I think playoff experience comes into play here. Plus the home field, of all the games that are being played this week, I think the home field for Baltimore and having a week off really helps them more than any of the others. Houston, you know, it's been a great run for Houston, no doubt about it. But I just feel bad that Matt Schaub is not a quarterback. I think they would definitely have a shot to win here. Their defense has really played well this year, but now you're talking about basically a rookie playing on the road in the playoffs against the rest of Baltimore Ravens defense. Baltimore 8-0 at home this year. I just can't see Baltimore leading this game.
I can't either. Don't forget college basketball, another one of the great talents of our friend Brent Crow. So if you want to get in on that, please do. You can check him out online again at sportsmemo.com or 1-800-575-3069. How about Syracuse, huh? You buying this thing? They make the run all the way, you think?
They're not going to go undefeated, but they clearly look like the best team right now. I mean, they're just so deep and athletic. I mean, they just destroy teams. I mean, it's been remarkable what they've done. They do it on the road. They do it at home. They're going to slip up, like I said. They're not going to go undefeated, but right now they're the clear favorite for the national championship.
All right. Well, we've got some more on that coming up in just a second on the show. Also, we will hear from Kansas State coach Frank Martin, which is always an interesting soundbite. And by the way, they're not undefeated, and they were not very happy after last night's loss. Brent, always a pleasure, my friend. Have a great weekend, and we will preview the AFC and NFC championship games with you next week.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks a lot.